If I was ever going to be deserted on an island or in the midst of a pandemic where one must isolate themselves, I would choose to be isolated with my girlfriend, Sarah. Sarah is an ex-MasterChef contestant, 2015, I believe, and she is so resourceful it makes me sick. She has tinted her eyebrows at home using food colouring. She's given her boyfriend fade using YouTube. And she's also grouted her own bathroom from YouTube tutorials as well. And we have the ever talented woman on this on the show this morning. Morning, Sar.
Oh my God.
Now listen,
Welcome, I was
a little bit worried because I saw the food colouring scenario on your Insta stories yesterday. There was red in there. I'm wondering how that turned out for you.
Well, it was quite funny because I was DMing you and you were the first person I showed the YouTube video to and you didn't write back. So I was like, all right, guess I'm doing this. You had every opportunity to talk me out of it. But yeah, it was like red, green, and thankfully I had some black food colouring. God knows why I had black. But that saved the day because there was one point where I thought, oh my God, I've royally ruined my face.
You should see
this. Does it work? No, but
does it work?
Can you let the people know? It works.
Yeah, so it was face moisturiser, and one little pump of that, one drop of green, about three drops of red and one drop of black. Mix it up and then from there you can kind of adjust it to your hair colour. And, yeah, put it on for like 30 seconds and then wipe it off and shebang.
And it looks professional, I'm telling you. You just – and it's insane. And this haircut, what's the YouTube tutorial you did for Damo's fade?
I just looked up skin fade and I found the most, like, skin fade for dummies, basically, and I was paranoid doing it. And he was like, no, you're good, like, super confident in my ability, having never done that before in my life. And it turned out relatively decent. So I've had so many people messaging me being like, are you going to open a salon after this?
Oh, whoa, I wouldn't go that far.
I would not go this far.
Heaps of people are turning to these measures. I'm finding myself in this situation. I went to the shaver shop and bought some clippers and they said they were completely sold out because everyone has just gone in there to do these things at home. But I'm a little bit nervous about getting my wife, Jamie, to do it later this week because she did it once before, but real timid, like, oh, every little move she made was like, oh, and she got panicked and a panicked vibe is not what you want from your hairdresser, is it? You want them to be reassured, you know? Exactly. And knowing my luck as well, I'll burn my eyebrows off if I try and do that home remedy.
Tell you what, give me your number and I'll send her the video I use. Hopefully that'll be all right.
Here we go. Well, we need to share it on our Facebook page so everyone can get across this because everyone's having to do this stuff at home at the moment. Does your boyfriend partner, does he get into tinting the eyebrows?
No, my husband is like an Italian stallion, so he doesn't need any tinting of nothing.
Yeah, he's perfectly fine.
You're just looking for the hair removal, not adding anything to it at this stage. Yes. All right. Well, keep sharing those beauty tips because we all need them at the moment. If anyone's got their own to add, 13, 12, 16 or through
mind
the Facebook page.
Seeing how you do the bikini line, can that be your next story?
Maybe after dark.
Yeah.